know, you look outside here in Michigan, man, before Thanksgiving, we got pounded with the snow. I mean, pounded. And it's been pretty raw ever since. A little bit more mild the last day or two. But what I'm telling you is, don't forget to get the best flannel shirt possible. The best flannel shirts come from Muskox. It's an American company. A company based in Detroit, Michigan. Probably heard of Detroit. Yeah, the best there is. Why? Because the guy that I'm going to have on here in a moment, he was just nutty enough to say, you know what, I think I can compete. I can make shirts. I can do a better job. I can be an American company making shirts and action wear for men. Brad Hoos, founder of Muskox. Muskox, based in Detroit. Brad is here with me. Brad, good to see you as always. And it is flannel season. Now, I say to folks, like the flannel shirt you're wearing right now, it is the best there is. Soft, durable. I had one that looked just like that once, but like I told you a while back, Ivy snagged and dragged that one quickly and left the room. It's being held hostage ever since. So anyhow, how you been?
I'm doing great. I think I can. And, you know, we're real proud of what we built at Muskox. We've got a long way to go. But yeah, hey, it's all about quality and long term. Imagine that, people thinking about the long term when they're making products. But that's what we do.
Yeah. You're the little engine that could. I think I can. And up the hill they go. And you've been doing great. And in fact, your sales are doing well. You've got a big selection of flannels this year. It was a little tougher during the pandemic years, of course, but you've gotten a little bit looser on the supply chains and able to move more product. Prices, well, if you're looking for the cheap shirt, it's not going to be this one, but if you're looking for the best shirt, that's what you're going to find, right?
Yeah, you got it. I mean, our shirts are built to last. I mean, we get great reviews from our customers, which we so appreciate. You know, one of the reviews I saw recently is, you know, buttery soft, built like a tank. And it's tough to argue with that. So yeah, our shirts are something that you'll notice the difference between our shirts and sort of a quote unquote typical flannel shirt right away. But we try to do things the right way, from what, you know, ethical sourcing, making sure that it's sustainable for the environment. Yeah, quality, built to last, soft as heck. That's really what we're all about here at Muskox. Short version, you know, hey, we want to do things the right way.
Right. And so, is, you know, there's a lot of people have a lot of concern, Brad, about the products coming out of China. And what I can tell folks, I tell them every time, your products do not come out of China. It's an American-based company. You do plenty of the work here in the United States, but some of the raw materials, well, you have a difficult time finding them in the United States. So you don't do a lot of work with the nation of Portugal, which I consider Portugal to be on our side of the ledger. It's not China, my friends. And Matt Brad is working all the time to bring as much work back, to have as many employees as he can here in America, too. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I appreciate you pointing that out. Yeah, in 2021, we made the decision to not do anything with China going forward. That was a pretty easy decision to make, to be honest with you. And you know, as it happens, Portugal makes really fantastic flannels, and it gets complicated quickly in terms of the volumes, the types of fabrics, and to be able to find that globally. And we are doing a lot of work to continue to evaluate different options, because we still do want to have the best price point possible without sacrificing quality. And so we feel really good, you know, about our factory in Portugal. You can see pictures of it. You can learn about it online, at gomuskox.com. And you're right. We would love to continue to do more and more in the United States and even get to 100%. And it's a balancing act. I know, you know, nuance can be tough for people to grasp, but I think this is a show where people can understand that. So I appreciate that. That's something that we're focused on.
Right. And the other thing that I think is really important that I point out, so look, you know, the textile industries were destroyed by the Chinese undercutting us and pricing and so forth, a lot of places around the country. But we're coming back. We're on the comeback trail. That's thing one. Second thing is this. When you spend your money with Muskox, you're also investing in a wildlife in the state of Alaska, which I think is a terrific relationship. And I never want to miss talking about it, Brad, because you do invest in actual muskox and other wildlife in the state of Alaska, where they have, you know, areas that keep these animals protected so that they flourish and will be here for generations to come.
Yeah, the Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center. Actually happens to be the number one tourist attraction in Southwest Alaska as well. But they do great things supporting muskox and bison and elk. And so for every $100 purchase, we give $10 to the Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center. So that's pretty significant,
it
right?
Is.
Some people do like 1% of profits. No, we're doing $10 for every $100 purchase that we're giving to the AWCC. And this is pretty cool. We just launched a beanie that's made from the kiviat, so the inner fur of the muskox at the AWCC. Its name is Jasper. Like, we know the name of the muskox, where this came from.
So wait a second, so I understand this. You use the wool, if you will, from the muskox. I'm going to call it wool so people understand. The fur, the wool of the muskox to create this beanie.
That's correct.
Get out
of here.
And
it is, like, let me be very clear. It's super expensive, right? It's $180 for a beanie, which is kind of crazy. But when you think about it, like, it literally has to be hand brushed from Jasper, the muskox. And you can only do it seasonally once a year. So super and labor intensive. You can only do it once a year. And it was crafted and knitted in Alaska, like 100% American made. And we thought this would be a really cool way to sort of honor the muskox partners at the AWCC.
I'm ordering myself a Jasper cap today, all right? I'm going to get myself a Jasper cap today because I need a Jasper cap. All right. GoMuskox.com if you want to get a Jasper cap or the best flannel of your life with this man right here who had the guts to start an American company and create textiles and the best flannel you're ever going to enjoy and a Jasper cap from his own pet muskox. All right. Brad Hoos, thank you as always.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate everyone having me on, and I wish everyone the warmest and best Christmas season here over the course of the next few months. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
There you have it. GoMuskox.com. I'm getting one of those caps. It's expensive, but better last for a long time. GoMuskox.com. I'll be back.
Blueberry cobbler at Grandma's house, sharing a piece of apple pie with ice cream, fresh peppers, corn, and onions from the garden. We are Patriot Foods of Michigan, bringing you only U.S.-grown fruits and vegetables. Try our assorted 10 pounds of fruits and vegetables picked at the peak of freshness. Go to patriotfoods.com and use promo code AMERICA and save 10%. Free shipping when you spend $100. Support the U.S. farmer at patriotfoods.com. That's patriotfoods.com.
I put off making the call for years. I knew it had to be done, but I thought it'll go away with time. But every time it rained, it came back to visit me. Take my advice. Call Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing. The good people at Bluebird have been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are crawl space and waterproofing experts. Take it from me. Waterproofing my basement changed the feel and livability of my house. Go to bluebirdcfw.com and schedule your free estimate. That's bluebirdcfw.com.